Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 31. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 31. To whom then will you compare me? That I should be like him, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these, who brings them out their host by number, calling them by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading for today is placed in a section of Isaiah where God speaks through the prophet to answer the question, is Yahweh able to rescue? Isaiah is addressing those who knew of the Exodus and God's power on display and of his steadfast love demonstrated when he delivered their fathers from bondage in Egypt. He is also addressing those who would know of the captivity of the Babylonians. Almighty God says that what I did to the Egyptians, I can do to the Babylonians. But you must turn from your idols and trust in me. For I don't worship the stars as the Babylonians do, but I created them. I call the stars by name. And if I call the stars by name, how much more can I do for you, Israel? So Yahweh responds with a resounding yes. Yahweh has transcendence over nations. Yahweh has power over idols. Yahweh has power over earthly rulers. Yahweh is the creator of the world, and Yahweh has power to save his people and sustain them. Yahweh says that his word is everlasting, as is his salvation, his righteousness, and his covenant love. The false idols are worthless forces and powers that can claim to have no power. And those are the things that at times we look for answers in time of tumult, but they are left powerless. But the Israelites and we ourselves still wrestle with trusting God in all things. To that troubled and burdened heart and mind, Yahweh's word in verse 31 is, wait. We too wait. But waiting is hard. Waiting is hard when we realize the influence of sin in our lives and we wait to have that influence removed. Waiting is hard when we try to restore relationships over troublesome words or actions, and we desire to have reconciliation with our neighbor or with our family or with friends. Waiting is hard when we await a diagnosis and wait for those words from doctors or caring physicians about what might be our next steps. But we call and we hear God's word to wait and call on him in those times. Waiting happens with the humble admission that there are no other options. In waiting on the one who has power, we are empowered to do so without frantic worry. And in waiting, we have the confidence that Yahweh will come through in the time as he has promised. For the word of the Lord will stand forever, and that forever applies to us as well. In our lives, in the times that we struggle or even suffer, God's use of forever covers that. Yahweh said in Isaiah verse 11 that he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. This past Sunday, we celebrated Good Shepherd Sunday. We were refreshed by Jesus' work of love and protection as he is our Good Shepherd. He knows his own, and his own know him. And he lays down his life for his sheep. For Jesus has all authority, yet uses it by laying down his life for the sheep. He does what we are powerless to do and gives us what we cannot earn or create for ourselves. He gives us life with our Heavenly Father and Creator and life eternal. We are reminded that when we are prone to ask those questions of God, are you able? God, are you with me in this time of waiting? And Yahweh says, yes. For Jesus replies that he is nothing like a hired hand who has no power. He is nothing like the idols whose promises are worthless. His power, his authority, is wielded in submission and in service and love to us. And so we wait. By God's power, we do not wait with despair, but we wait with hope and anticipation. As we wait on Jesus' return, we are strengthened by his presence and promises that do not fail. As we wait, we gather to sing praises to our God and King. We sing praise so that others may hear and know of our loving Creator and King. And to this, we say, Alleluia. Praise Yahweh. Praise God, our Savior. Praise to Jesus. Alleluia. Praise to the one who gives us ears to hear. Praise the one who creates us. Praise the one who creates the beautiful stars in the evening. Praise to the one who cares for his creation. Praise to the one who conquers our enemies of death, Satan, and sin. Praise to the one who brings new life in living waters. Praise to the one who knows us by name. Praise to the one who strengthens the weak and faint. Praise to the one who restores the weary and exhausted. Praise to the one whose words do not fade away. In the name of our good shepherd, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Eastern District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for missionary James Cray, who serves the Lord in the Czech Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.